make certain in any of your dialogues, any of you, with, in other words, interdimensional communication, do not fall for flattery. There are spirits who will pretend that they are something just to get attention. And they will say that we are so-and-so, or we are so-and-so, or you are so great, or this or this. That is one thing you must be very, very wary of. You are unique beings. You are magnificent beings. But sometimes you act like you're in kindergarten. And that is the truth. Do you understand?
Yes.
So be aware. You can be very naive when you approach these realms. Boundaries, common sense, and again, staying in the body, respecting the body, developing the nervous system in the body by simply fine-tuning your dietary practices and how you use your attention. Anything else, Bruce?
That would be it for now. Thank you.
All right. Who else has a question?
This is Renata.
Renata, yes, welcome.
Carry on with this. If, I will say, I want to get in touch with those who have passed over.
If you want to get in touch with those who passed over.
As opposed to those such as you. Do I follow the same progression, the same ideas?
Yes, so in other words, as we were suggesting to Bruce, that to start to wonder or to put attention on it, that you can receive dialogue. And usually when you do this, your higher self, it is a term that's been bantered around for a long time, but you do have various layers to the self. And so think of a higher self that is not ensconced in the body, but his job is to liaise between soul, spirit, and body. That higher self, when you start to wonder, higher self can begin to oversee your spiritual evolution. And higher self may then look to guides to help you. Guides may be thought of on some situation as your deceased ancestors, often those who precede you in death, sometimes by dozens of years or sometimes by hundreds of years. They end up being your guides. That's part of their work, to guide their ancestral lineage through their own life's journey. So wondering, wanting to make contact, sometimes using the left hand if you are a right-handed person, learning to write with the left hand to receive information can be a way of speaking with the dead. What you will find is that as the nanosecond proceeds, especially the next few years with Uranus in Pisces, there may be many more doorways opening and commerce being much more available between the living and the dead. And this, of course, is, of course, in the last 10 years, there have been many more people who can speak to the dead, pick up the messages from the dead. This is opening to a much greater degree. Eventually, it's going to help to bring much greater peace on earth when the dead are closer to the living, when people who respect ancestors and know that they are there are able to be comforted by these ancestors. This is one of the ways that there will be a huge shift in consciousness on the planet. We have been talking about this one for a long time, that there are many, many beings who, especially those who die during the nanosecond between 1987 and 2012, they are immediately put after they are greeted and welcomed by loved ones. There's usually a party on the other side, and etc. And then they are, let's say, taught and watched. And there are many beings hovering on the other side, supporting, waiting for their turn to help when the time is right. So be prepared for these sorts of things. And your curiosity in it is showing that you are ready to anchor that energy in. So it can come in different ways for everyone.
Oh, thank you so much.
Sometimes, Renata, people develop certain rituals, And you know that there are ball players, for example, who wouldn't think of going out to play a game without their favorite rabbit's foot, all right?